Tom.
Hi, folks. Scott Hennen along with Todd, the radio god, K-Fire 550. We are live and direct today from the K-Fire 550 studios with What's on Your Mind. Getting ready to find out when you call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. It's fun to be in the same studio with you again. Todd, I've been on some kind of crazy travel schedule here.
Hioga. I was going to say.
And Fargo. And for some reason, pies are following me everywhere. and I'm getting them when you're not there. So would you please tell folks what you found on your desk this morning when you came here?
I found an apple pie.
Yeah, the Rolling Stone guy brought me that. Remember? Because he called in and he wanted us to read an article on Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
And he said he'd drop off Rolling Stone, and then he said he'd also drop off a pie. And I said, you don't have to drop off a pie.
And then he did anyway.
Yeah, and you told me never tell anybody don't drop off a pie.
Well, I mean, if people are going to offer, it's kind of rude to say, oh, no, we don't want, because we do want it, although we don't want to make people feel obligated to bring pie. But we'll never turn it down.
Yeah. And Todd has to know. And by the way, I have a planned trip to see Margie and Mandan later today. Remember, she promised to borrow her cookbook that had the minced bean pie?
Right.
So Margie was kind enough to give me her address. She obviously trusts the radio talk show host. So I'm going to stop
only
by.
Only you, Scott. I noticed I wasn't invited. That's fine.
Would you like to come along, Todd?
I'd love to, but
we'll time it for after the K-Fire Cafe.
How about there you go.
Anyway, I just want everybody to know that I did, in fact, those kind people that brought us pie. Now, I did. The Jansen's up in Tioga made some warm apple pie. Remember that?
Right.
And we had it at NESA Consulting last Tuesday.
It wasn't going to stay warm this long, was it?
Well, I put it in the freezer, but it disappeared. That's all I can tell you. So at least one of the pies made it here, okay?
You didn't put it in the freezer at work, did you? Because we all know food disappears in freezers and refrigerators at work.
And Stephen Patty Jensen up there in that farm north of Tioga said, anytime you're welcome, and, you know,
we'll
repeat the effort, okay?
All right.
Very good. All right, folks, welcome to the program. Busy show today. We actually have the bottom of the hour. Some folks from the North Dakota Farm Bureau that are going to join us. And they have some real strong concerns about the Republican effort led by the Attorney General Wayne Stengem to name extraordinary places in North Dakota. And this is one of those arguments and debates that I think you need to just go beyond the headlines and sound bites and say, well, what's happening here? Because everybody agrees there are extraordinary places in North Dakota, number one, that you would not have, energy development on. Okay?
Sure.
We all agree.
Right.
And, I think there's some examples where we're able to do this. Teddy Roosevelt Park is a good example. I think there's at least three well heads there. There's been drilling operations there, and you would hardly even know they're there. Right? So it can be done. But the point is, by and large, there are areas you're going to say, let's not go there.
Yeah, we're not going to drill in the middle of Bully Pulpit Golf Course.
Exactly. Right. Although there is one hole where, again, you can see a pump jack from the course. But I'm not offended by it. I think it's America at work.
Isn't that part of North Dakota now?
Yeah, it is.
But, I mean, we're not going to put it in the middle of the course.
What I always get a kick of, and nobody complains about windmills multiplying like rabbits, but then they do a little tiny well jack, they think that's somehow puncturing the scenery. I don't get it. But
nobody wants a jail built near their home, but yet, wasn't that going to be like a pretty safe place? Because who's going to hang around right outside a jail? Nobody.
Anyway, what this proposal that's before the North Dakota Industrial Commission will do is set a zone outside of the already existing extraordinary places that would say there's a process, okay? And there's been enough pushback from this that they've taken a step back. And to Wayne Stengem's credit, the Attorney General, here's what he says. Everything I proposed, we already do. We just do it in the Department of Mineral Resources, and it isn't necessarily a real public thing. And so now we're just going to have a little more transparency, but we're going to have the same process we've always had. Okay? Mm-hmm. And it's not like it's going to be some heavy-handed law. But on the other hand, as many of our callers have said, Well, that's mission creep. You start with the best of intentions, and all of a sudden you have people for ulterior reasons trying to shut things down. Anyway, we're going to hear from another side of that debate. We heard from Wayne Stengem yesterday. We'll hear from the Farm Bureau side later today. We're also going to talk in the 10 o'clock hour with Mark Nisbet. Mark is the head of XL Energy in North Dakota. And XL Energy is an investor-owned utility. You know, main power base would be Minnesota, some in Wisconsin, and a little bit in eastern North Dakota. They serve natural gas customers as far east as Tower City. And I mentioned we were one of them, and we had to turn our heat down to 55 degrees because they were conserving natural gas because of a pipeline explosion in Canada. And that prompted a number of questions yesterday. You asked some questions. We're getting your answers.
Dale Wetzel and I made fun of you and your family, by the way, at a little after 3 o'clock yesterday in the K-Fire Cafe.
Well, we were.
Well, yeah, set your thermostat to 60. Oh, well, we're warmer. We have to open the windows then and get it down to 60.
Well, that wasn't my idea. That was the rule-bound senior who follows the rules. Dad, it's supposed to be at 60. Open the windows. We're going to get it down to 60. No, it doesn't work like that.
The same one that killed the battery after he gave you the speech about killing the battery, he killed the battery.
That'd be him.
Same one.
He's also the one that will kill me if I ever talk about him on the radio. So we're going to avoid this topic.
Yeah, but he didn't say he'd kill you if I talked to him about it.
That's right. So you can, I can.
I'm fair game.
Yeah. Exactly right. Anyway, so we're going to talk about that with Mark Nisbet as well. And by the way, tomorrow, we had a listener call about a week ago, not quite a week ago, said, what the heck is happening to propane prices? We said we'd find an expert. We did. We found someone that buys it wholesale. Sells it to many rural customers in North Dakota, Minnesota. It's PetroServe USA. They have gas stations in Bismarck and Mandan and Valley City and Jamestown, Fargo, Moorhead, and up and down 94, some places in Minnesota as well. Mm. Moorhead, Dilworth. Anyway, Bemidji, they're a big supplier.
Sure.
And so he buys it wholesale. He's paying more. And, in fact, I think he told me today his price today is lower than his cost. So he's losing money right now on what he sells versus what he buys.
And people are still going to complain to them, too.
Well, this is a supply and demand issue. But anyway, I know some people think it's gouging and it's a ripoff. And I don't know. We've had listeners on both sides of that, so we'll dig
in. I'm sure he'd agree. He's getting ripped off, too.
Yeah.
But he's not the one ripping off. So don't blame the guy. Never blame the person at the counter at the gas station for the price of gas. They're paying it, too.
That's something we forget. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to dig into those issues. In the meantime, we have some time this hour and next hour just to find out what's on your mind. Just a quick reminder, tomorrow's show will come to you live and direct from the Sweet Crude Travel Center on the junction of Highway 85 and North Dakota 200. The Sweet Crude Travel Center is having a grand opening. It's on through Sunday. We're going to be there for Cloverdale Day.
Woohoo!
Which means if you come up and say, I listen to Todd Mitchell and I agree with you, he is the K-Fire Radio God, I'm going to hand you a Cloverdale Bacon Biscuit Sandwich on me. I'm buying the Cloverdale Bacon Biscuit Sandwiches tomorrow during What's on Your Mind. I'll be there about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'll be there till probably through the noon hour. So anytime between 8 and 1, come on by, say hi, and the Cloverdale Bacon Biscuit Sandwiches are on me. There'll be lots of other Cloverdale sampling. We'll have a lot of fun. Highway 285, Grassy Butte, the Sweet Crude Travel Center, tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Nice.
Okay, what's in the news today, Todd? What did you wake up thinking about? The Farm Bill? Was it food stamps? Was it...
They're panicking in Minnesota and Wisconsin over propane. We just talked about propane prices, but they're in full-blown panic over in Wisconsin and Minnesota.
This is a good issue. Let's ask our listeners about this. If you haven't heard this, Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton and Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker have declared propane emergencies in their states due to the shortages. Governor Dayton has called up the National Guard in Minnesota to go house to house to check on people's welfare. We asked the question now, do you think North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple ought to do the same thing? And we want to know what your answer to this, whether he ought to. I am thinking that the National Guard, who I revere, and we have the highest per capita participation of the Guard and Reserve of any state in the Union.
Absolutely.
Their mission of literally, number one, where do they use propane? It's in rural areas, okay? So they'd have to go out farmstead to farmstead, basically, and saying, okay, I think these people get it. I think they know that if they're running low on propane, they're going to call somebody.
Right.
They're going to use an alternative energy source. I think if Governor Dayton maybe would do, here's an idea, put out his telephone number. He could give us his cell phone number and say, if you're out of propane, call me. I'll find help for you. Wouldn't that be a lot more efficient than having the National Guard go out and...
set up a call thing, you know, a 1-800-PROPANE or whatever. I'm just pulling some out of the top of my head there. But, yeah, I mean, it's going door to door. Are we at that step already?
It seems like, number one, pandering, and number two, an expansion of the nanny state.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it seems like, oh, I'm going to show that I really care for you, so I'm going to have the National Guard go out and knock on your door. You okay? Now, again, if you're out of propane and you use propane as your source, you know when you're out of propane. You know when you're low on propane.
Right. Well, I mean, if you don't realize it and suddenly the house got called, you're probably making a phone call before they're knocking on your door.
This really says to me that Governor Dayton thinks people are idiots. Now, maybe that's too strong. But, does he really believe folks in rural Minnesota need the National Guard to come check on them?
Because that's the first step.
Because propane is hard to get and a little more expensive.
Did you get your $10, by the way, for the thing?
Pardon me?
$10 from Michelle. Did you get that? Did you bring your $10?
I didn't. You're going to have to explain more about this when we come back.
All right.
800-228-0550. Don't go away, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to NessonConsulting.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
What's on your mind? From the studios of 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, booming through KCJB at 9:10 a.m. on your radio dial in Minot, KTGO in Tioga, Talk Radio in the Bakken, at AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, Moorhead. Wherever you're listening, we appreciate it. That could be online. That could be iHeartRadio. That could be an app. That could be there's lots of ways to listen to this program. Take us along on your mobile phone. All right, our telephone numbers are 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Now, what did you say about Michelle Obama? I didn't get what you were saying.
She's looking for a $10 donation from each person to help protect Obamacare. It's not been the most revered thing in the history of our United States of America. I'm questioning whether it's a $10 donation to protect Obamacare, of course, State of the Union coming up tonight, and maybe that'll be the topic of some more of what's going on tonight.
Well, first of all,
$10 donation. Would you send your $10 to help protect Obamacare? There are some people a little frustrated at where their rates have gone under Obamacare. Are they going to be that willing to send an additional $10 to help protect Obamacare? I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's a tough sell.
Should we ask that question? If you're going to answer the First Lady's call, we would like to take your call and not argue with you, just to sort of understand, because I sort of agree with Todd. The story of Obamacare so far is higher health care premiums, losing your health insurance. So now they want more of your hard-earned money to protect it, and I don't know exactly what that means. Somebody just sent me a letter that evidently went out from her, and it's addressed friend. Earlier this month, because of what you did, it became illegal for insurance companies to discriminate against the up to 129 million Americans living with pre-existing conditions. Young Americans are able to stay on their parents' health care plans as they get on their feet, and we can now know that our insurance companies won't put lifetime caps on your coverage. You should be so proud of that. That happened because you organized, you talked to your friends and neighbors, and you chipped in what you could, when you could, to elect Barack and a Congress who supported his agenda. Today I'm asking you to do it again. So before Barack gives his State of the Union address tomorrow, chip in $10 or more and help protect Obamacare.
All right. I didn't realize it needed protection yet at this point.
My question, I think a fair one would be just simply, she wants $10 donations to help protect Obamacare. She's the First Lady of the United States of America. Are you going to contribute? Yes or no? Tell us what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. By the way, Senator Heidi Heitkamp Friday on the program for a full hour taking your calls from 9 to 10 a.m. Speaking of Obamacare, that's an issue that's come up. I know folks will have questions. That's one of the topics that we no doubt will talk about with Senator Heitkamp on Friday's program. We have a call that came in during the break that is answering the question on the $10. What's this caller going to do? John in Grand Forks, let that caller rip.
Oh, Scott, John from Grand Forks, Michelle Obama. Here's what you do. Let's support her. Everybody go dig in your Monopoly game box and send her $10 from that game. I think that'd be very poetic, you know? She'd receive thousands of $10 from phony money from the world's greatest capitalistic game. That's my idea.
All right, so he's actually going to take her up on it, but he's sending Monopoly money. So what do you make of that approach?
I sent that to Phil Parker last night, too, and he sent me a copy of Monopoly money, $10 of Monopoly money, too. I agree. I mean, it's, wow. It seems like it needs a little bit of PR work to get people behind it more than it needs money at this point.
Yeah. I want to know. Are you going to do it? Here's what a few folks have said on Facebook. We just posted that question, already getting answers. Let's see here. Tom says, I read that Jackie O did the same thing to keep Ted in Margaritas.
Oh, that's terrible.
Now, Jackie O is married to Jack, yeah, not to
you
Ted.
You actually read that one. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe you should read these before you actually... is that sort of like a rule in radio, you know, to pre-read
them?
Yeah. Brent says, I'll give her $100 million if she and her husband will resign now and take Biden with them. All right. So I'm guessing that's a no. Mark says, Obamacare, the largest tax increase in U.S. history, and Mrs. Bitterness is asking for donations? Here's a question mark there.
Now,
I don't know where this Mrs. Bitterness stuff comes from, but it is the First Lady. Alex says, no way. Did we shut down our Facebook page or something? Because it says there's a bunch more comments, but I can't get to them. I click on it, it won't let me go on it. Can you get them?
Did you try to refresh?
That's how I ended up doing that Jackie O one there.
My
okay. Anyway, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and let us know if you're going to do this sincerely. I mean, maybe there's people who will take her up on this, but you're not.
Well, I'm not being sarcastic, but I have to admit, it's a tough sell. Will the American public be willing, be eager to kick in freely $10 when so many people are already thinking, I'm paying too much with this plan?
Yeah, no kidding.
Tough sell.
Yeah, exactly right. That and other questions we have up, including the one about Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton and Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker declaring propane emergencies in their state. Do you want Governor Dalrymple to do the same? Or do you think this is a sort of nanny state run amok here a little bit? You know, the problem here is, in my view, I think politicians feel like whenever something, you know, bad happens, okay, in this case, there's a propane disruption, okay, and a supply issue, and they immediately think they have to go solve the problem and just put on a press release. And, you know, and again, I think it's not fun that prices have spiked. I think the fact that there's a shortage needs to be looked into. But you know, they rush to do stuff like this, so I think it's kind of dumb. And by the way, Republicans do that and Democrats do that. I'm not suggesting one party has any monopoly on stupidity. I just think that...
No.
Look.
Not at all.
Look. You know, look what our forefathers did, right? Look what the folks did to the homestead. This, you know, I think we'll be okay with a little spike here. I don't think we need the National Guard going door to door saying, everything okay here? I understand there's a little shortage of propane. My Lord.
It's jumping the gun a little bit.
Brian, Jamestown, you're listening on 550 K-Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind. You're going to send the $10 into the First Lady?
Oh boy, yeah. Let me get some prepaid postage going here. absolutely not. I think if you send Monopoly money, they might get that mixed up with the real stuff, and it's going to be hard to differentiate between the two in about 10 years here. So I would rather take a $10 bill and light it on fire than send it to that cause. How much money have we spent on this so far, and all they're going to do is keep asking for more and more money? Rush Limbaugh said it yesterday. Democrats are great for taking a broken, failing system and overly funded system and just continue to send more and more money to it. And for what?
Okay, that's really? A no. That's a no from Brian. Let's see if Joanne Bismarck's up for this. Joanne, what are you going to do? You sending the $10 in?
Well, no. First of all, our office here have been discussing this, and we would like to see a fund set up, and we would donate $10 to get them out of office.
Oh, so you want to start this, but for a different reason. You don't want to protect. You don't want to protect Obamacare. You want to remove the people that put it in place.
Right. So could you maybe get this going?
Well, I think they're leaving in a few years anyway, but yeah.
Joanne, why don't you hang on a moment, and we'll have Shane get your information off the air, and then we'll call it the Joanne Fund. We'll see if anybody else wants to
do
it.
There you go.
And Todd and I might even come over there and broadcast wherever you work there to kick it off there in Bismarck. So hang on, Joanne, if you would. Shane will get your information. Stay tuned, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And, Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And, you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off, and we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hey folks, a reminder from all of us here at What's on Your Mind, our friends at the North Dakota Family Alliance, partnering with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, are hosting an All-Pro Dads event at the north end of the Kirkwood Mall tonight at 6:30. It is free. And there's free T-shirts, there's free popcorn. Did somebody say popcorn? I'm there. I'm so there. You had me at popcorn. Anyway, All Pro Dads is a Tony Dungy program, and it is a really neat program. It's a really neat deal. I've learned a little bit about it, and it's a neat thing. I love Tony Dungy anyway. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, so it's Tony Dungy's program called All Pro Dads, and they bring dads and kids together once a month, do a breakfast at a local school, and highlight simply the importance of dads spending time with their kids. It's as simple as that. Drew Wrigley, who's the lieutenant governor of the great state of North Dakota, and University of Mary's head women's basketball coach, Rick Newman, are going to be speaking tonight. So they're doing that tonight, 6:30, Kirkwood Mall, and what they're hoping is that folks will start an All-Pro Dads chapter in their neighborhood. So it's really kind of fun and should be a lot of fun. So again, Drew Wrigley, Rick Newman, Coach Newman will be there. And did I mention free T-shirts and free popcorn?
Yeah.
And this is 6:30 tonight at the north end of the Kirkwood Mall. We'll see you there, and there's no need to bring any pie, but we'd love it if you'd come by and say hello.
That's what your way to get pie, reverse psychology. Is that what you're doing here?
Don't out me now. Would you try to? I don't like it when you tell my secrets, Todd. What's on your mind is brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. I am looking forward to telling you a little bit more about the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And you know you can save money when you're a member of the Farm Bureau. Did you know that, Todd? Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of nice because they have all these discount programs. In fact, they have some new program partners that have just joined where you can save money on all kinds of things. So it's kind of nice. So anyway, if you go to ndfb.org, I mean, the Farm Bureau is about a lot of stuff. They're really about, talking more about agriculture and North Dakota's economy, which is, by the way, about $6 billion in what ag contributes to North Dakota's bottom line. That's about a quarter of our entire economic base in the state. About 25% of the entire workforce is ag-related. So really, agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine. It is. And Farm Bureau members are they know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and D.C., but helping them save a few bucks, too, on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. So I encourage you to find out more about that at ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. Okay, so today, as I mentioned, a day we get a chance to hear another side of the argument we talked about yesterday with the Attorney General Wayne Stengem on the extraordinary places debate. Tomorrow, the Industrial Commission of the state of North Dakota, which is essentially the governor, So essentially, it is. The Industrial Commission is made up of Governor Dalrymple, Attorney General Wayne Stengem, and the Ag Commissioner, Doug Goring. And the three of them will be voting tomorrow on a proposal to have a protected list buffer zone around extraordinary places that has been a subject of a bit of controversy. And as I mentioned yesterday, we heard from the Attorney General Wayne Stengem. Today, we're going to hear from the folks at the North Dakota Farm Bureau to tell us a little bit about it. Doyle Johannes is the president of that organization, and Wes Klein is the director of District 7 for the Farm Bureau. Both join us today on the program. Doyle and Wes, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How you doing?
Good. Good morning. Good morning.
Appreciate you being here. So just start from the beginning on anybody that's missed this, what's being proposed here tomorrow, and then your concerns about it. Doyle, you want to start?
Sure. Well, you know, of course, our biggest number one concern is private property rights and how we feel they're just being trampled over by something that already is in existence. It's just going to add another layer of bureaucracy to the process. But when you look at anybody estimates up to, 1.7 million acres or whatever that's going to be involved in this, and we just feel this is just a huge overreach by, government private property taking is basically what it amounts to, and all for the new word is visual interruption over what somebody's thought of what they like to see and up to an individual's interpretation of it. And we just really feel like this is a huge infringement on private property rights.
Wes, where is District 7, where you're the director?
District 7 involves six counties that are all Missouri River counties. Four of those counties are above the Garrison Dam and mostly below the Garrison Dam. It really greatly interests me and concerns me with what is being proposed, because District 7 has counties in the Northern Plains Heritage Area, which was a top-down federal regulate, involved private property rights. So the way I look at this is we now have a state government that is in essence doing the same thing the federal government did, but it's much more concerning because they are going to allow federal agencies to come outside of their authorized boundaries and participate and regulate outside of those boundaries. The National Park Service, the National Grasslands. Theodore Roosevelt National Park has very defined boundaries authorized by Congress. What this regulation policy is going to do is it is going to invite the National Park Service outside of its congressionally authorized boundary to begin regulating at a minimum 2 miles outside of the park. That's very concerning because the land outside of that park, for the most part, is private property. And these private property holders have not been given, because of this process, this is a very closed process, have not been given the opportunity to weigh in on how it's going to affect them.
So you're saying this proposal is out there, and obviously it'll be voted on tomorrow, and the three members vote on it. It was proposed by Attorney General Wayne Stengem, so one would assume that he would be in favor of it. And the Ag Commissioner has said, and by the way, I see the Dickinson Press was reporting today that he is still concerned about the special places policy language, because what Attorney General Stengem told us yesterday is, hey, we heard the critics, we understand, and so we're going to make some changes here, and really all we're doing is exactly what we already are doing. We just are putting that in a little bit of process. But it's not a law. It's not a rule. It's a policy that we can just kind of lay out there and really paint it a picture of something we didn't need to worry about, Doyle. What do you say in response to the changes?
Well, I think that's, in a way, I think that's kind of bogus because I said you start, letting all these other agencies. Number one is what are these conservation wildlife groups? Which site are they going to endorse? Are they going to endorse any of them? Because all we've heard is they're going to affect, either affect wildlife or the view shed or whatever you want to say. But, when you look at this, the amount of acres and what's involved and they say there's 18 of these ESPs, these, special places. But you take, included in that is something I think a lot of people are missing is these wildlife management areas. They're all over the state. There are many, many, many of them. And you take a 2 mile boundary around those. I said, it just affects so many private property rights. And I think when we take it away from the oil and continue on where this thing is obviously is going to go, because we see the creep in government, It's going to affect whether you want to improve your water for your livestock. If you have a drought, you need to put a water tank or something out there. Well, that's going to affect the viewshed. You know, if you want to build a barn to protect your cattle, or you want to put bins up to store your crop, all these things, you know, within 2 mile, you know, a 2 mile radius, it's going to affect it. It's going to affect agriculture. There's no question about it. This is just not about oil. It's about private property. And you're right to do on that what you see fit for your operation and the needs your operation has.
And one thing that concerns me a bit, Wes, is you're saying that folks that own private property really haven't had any input on this. Producers, for example, haven't had a chance to say, hey, this is good, this is bad, and really not be part of the process. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am. The Industrial Commission has a very closed process. The thing that concerns me about this process is if you take a look at the original draft of the ruling that they first initially looked at, and you now look at the policy, there is virtually no difference other than they want to put it back on the director of minerals to take in all the comment and make a decision, but the decision has to be based on this new set of guidelines. And the guidelines, it's definitely an attack on agriculture and an attack on the energy industry. Just in agriculture alone, if you're a grain producer and you want to set up grain bins within a 2 mile radius of a selected site, is that going to be considered an eyesore? The process has been very closed. When they talk about transparency, there has been no transparency in this process for producers, for the very people that have spent a lifetime living near these sites, producing agricultural products at these sites. When do they get their chance to come in and really be part of this conversation? Right now, it's not going to happen because at the last meeting, they talked about the 6th of February being the date when the Industrial Commission would act on this. Today, we find out it's going to happen tomorrow. Why the hurry and the rush to do something that's going to affect the very many people in the state of North Dakota? The other thing is, Scott, this is such a duplication of process and of regulations and rules that are already in place. We have a very good process where, and we've seen that enacted out near the Kildare Mountains, where all the parties came in and asked the oil company to do some mitigation, and it was done. The process is not broken. Why do we need to increase regulations, increase state tax dollars for something that already is in place and that is very workable? I do have a concern also that with this proposed policy, when you look at it, it's really enacting a rule. And if it's challenged in the state of North Dakota by an entity, we as taxpayers are going to foot that bill for a policy that I think if private property owners take a good look at it, are not going to want it. And private property owners are taxpayers in the state of North Dakota.
Only about a minute before the break. And by the way, if you have questions for either of these gentlemen, certainly welcome them. Wes Klein as well as Doyle Johannes from the North Dakota Farm Bureau today. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. In 20 seconds or less, is there any compromise that would be workable here in your view, Doyle?
Well, I don't know. You know, this has come on so fast. We've hardly, you know, we haven't hardly had time to study this thing. And so at this point, I'm sure there always is, you know, there's some ground here. But, boy, right now, the way it's being proposed and the way this is being run, it's not, right now, we haven't had a chance. We just think this is just a bad deal all the way around.
And this decision right now, we're told, will be made at tomorrow's Industrial Commission meeting. And I guess the rubber vote here, if you will, or is that the rubber vote? Is that the term I'm looking for here? Am I making up crazy phrases, Todd? But Governor Dalrymple, obviously you'd assume that Wayne Stengem's going to vote in favor of the proposal that he's put forward. And Doug Goring has said even with the changes, he's still concerned about the special places policy language. The balance on which way this goes at tomorrow's meeting, sometime between 11:30 and 5 p.m., the Industrial Commission meeting at the Capitol is with Governor Dalrymple. More with our guests after this timeout. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Wiedelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alera Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, pre-registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. More with our guest from the North Dakota Farm Bureau on the special places debate before the North Dakota Industrial Commission in just a moment. By the way, I just checked the website, and they don't have the agenda up yet, so I can't tell you what time this will come up for a vote, but the meeting starts at 11:30, scheduled to go to 5 o'clock tomorrow. I'm hoping they'll be kind enough to at least tell folks with the approximate time that that discussion will happen. I asked about it yesterday at the Attorney General's office. They told us to watch the website. Still not up there, so I'm watching that, and as soon as we know, we'll let you know. But right now, it's between 11:30 and 5 tomorrow at the state capitol. We ask a question on Tuesdays in our segment here, sponsored by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Why do farmers do what they do? And one of the questions you asked us to get an answer for you was about farming in the United States. And one of our listeners said, you know, farming is nothing like it used to be in the U.S. anymore. Why don't farmers want to go back to the good old days? So we asked Dawn from the North Dakota Farm Bureau to answer that question for us. Dawn?
If you look at the numbers, going back to the so-called good old days aren't really as good as you might think. Now, bear with me as I share a few statistics that hopefully will shed a little light. Improvements in chicken housing and manure management have reduced greenhouse gas emissions for egg production by 71% compared to what it was in 1960. That's like taking 5.2 million cars off the road for a year. Today's pork farmers use 41% less water, 78% less land, and that translates into a 35% smaller carbon footprint. And that story can be repeated over and over. Farmers work hard to make improvements that continue to decrease the environmental impact of raising our food.
Thanks, Dawn. To find out why farmers do what they do, first of all, submit your questions. Let us know at ndfb.org and then listen for your answers right here as part of our Ag Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau online at ndfb.org. And a quick reminder, this weekend is the Young Farmer and Rancher Conference in Minot. Levi Taylor is here, and Levi actually is the chairman for the Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee of the North Dakota Farm Bureau and is joining us from Chicago to tell us about what's happening this weekend in Minot. Levi, how you doing? Are you there, Levi?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you loud and clear. What are you doing in Chicago, by the way?
Oh, I am here for tomorrow's top producer event. It's a group of farmers from all over the country getting together and talking about a lot of the topics that are hot and heavy in our ag industry right now.
And where do you farm, Levi?
We farm back in North Dakota, obviously, Ypsilanti, which is about 25 miles southeast of Jamestown area, and we raise corn and soybeans.
Fantastic. And you're chair of the Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee. You're gathering in Minot this weekend. Tell folks what's going to happen.
Yeah, real quick here. We just have a great lineup of speakers. Holly Hoffman is a South Dakota rancher. She was featured on CBS reality show Survivor. She's going to be kicking off our event on Friday as a keynote speaker, just giving, setting the tone for the event. She's a motivational speaker, also a rancher with her husband. And then the other guest that we have is Dr. Mike Bolger, who I believe was on your show maybe last week or something like that. He's going to be talking on economics, farm finance, and strategies to solve problems on the farm and ranch. And he's actually here in Chicago, so I kind of get to a pre-taste of what he's going to be talking about. So I think it's well, one thing really that we want to note is, you know, getting a guy like Mike Bolger, who's speaking at a national convention like I'm at, bringing him to North Dakota, I think is a really, really cool thing. So I wanted to just shed some light on that.
Friday, all day Saturday, and then into Sunday morning, they send you on your way. More details at ndfb.org. Have a great time, Levi, and thanks for checking in with us from Chicago.
Yeah, no problem. And I want to just personally invite you, Scott, if you want to come out, we'd love to have you, take care of you, and introduce you to some fine folks that are involved with Farm Bureau on the Young Farmers and Ranchers.
I'm not going to miss the opportunity to hang out with Young Farmers and Ranchers, our future. Absolutely, I'll be there. We'll figure that out, but I'd love to be there, okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate it. You guys have a good day.
We'll see you in Minot this weekend, folks. More of our conversation now with the Farm Bureau President, Doyle Johannesson, District 7 Director Wes Klein, on tomorrow's vote on special places. One last question, I guess, Wes, on this from the standpoint of a property rights issue. Are you hearing from your members about this? I mean, is Wayne Stengem and Governor Dalrymple and other folks, you know, speaking out about this? What are you hearing from you know, fellow farmers and ranchers?
There's an immense amount of concern. You know, I just want to speak to the issue of buffer zones. In Mercer County, we have a national park, Knife River Indian Village, and 4 years ago, we had a family directly across the river, but about a mile to the east of the Knife River Indian Village, on the east side of the Missouri River. They were offered a mineral contract from North American Coal. And just prior to being able to sign that contract, it was withdrawn based on a complaint from the National Park Service, the Knife River Indian Village, about the view shed. This family lost millions of dollars that they will never be able to act on because of influence and interference outside of the National Park Service's authorized boundaries. About 2 months ago, in Mercer County, a cell phone company came in and wanted to place a cell tower roughly a mile and a half south of the Knifer Indian Village. Again, the National Park Service came in, filed a complaint, and convinced this company that due to the view shed outside of their authorized boundaries, they needed to move that tower.
Is your point more this is going to be happening under this process? Is that your worry?
Yes, it will. The National Park Service is an activist agency.
And very, very, very interesting. You know what, gentlemen, we're up against a break. If you hang on, we'll just finish this conversation on the other side of the break. Sorry to keep you over. We'll finish and also talk Farm Bill next. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.